Hey everyone, welcome to Understanding the Power Within, Simply, Easily. I'm Cora, and today we're talking about what we thought we should call the You Experiment. Now, through the years, we've all, or most of us, have heard about the plant experiment where two plants of the same kind, the same size, watered the same, fertilized the same, were talked to differently. One plant was praised, blessed, loved, and told all kinds of good things, and that plant flourished. The other plant was talked down to. The other plant was probably sworn at. The other plant was told that it was no good, it was useless, and so on and so forth. And that plant withered away. There is another experiment that I heard of where a teacher had in her classroom two bottles of water. One bottle was labeled beautiful. The other bottle labeled ugly. And the students had to walk by each bottle. They walked by each bottle, and to the one that said beautiful, they said beautiful. And to the one that said ugly, they would say ugly. I'm not sure how long they did this, how many days in a row, but the water had the same reaction as the plants. The water, the one that said was told beautiful, that water was actually gleaming. The water that was called ugly, the molecules in it under the microscope were breaking down. We have been saying for a while now that everything is vibration. The words you say are so important, they cause the vibration of creation. We'll repeat what we say in just about every podcast. You create through the thoughts you think, the words you say, the things you believe about these, and the emotion that you put into all of it. So we ask you, why not do a you experiment? Why not start to say some kind words to yourself? When you look in the mirror and you see something you don't want, at this point in time, how are you reacting to that? What do you say about yourself as you go through your day? If you put on your clothes and they don't quite fit right, if you have a bad hair day, if you just hear things that are derogatory towards you, how do you handle that? How do you react to it? For these are vibrations that you are causing or someone is giving you. And these vibrations are creating you. No different than the vibrations help those plants or didn't help the plants, created better water or water that was breaking down. Your words and your beliefs about you are doing that to you. Have you been stuck for a while in things and you can't figure out why? Listen to what you say to you. And it's important to start with you. It is important to start with self-love. For self-love is the key. You see, when you have self-love, then those words that others say won't mean much to you. They bounce off of you because you know better. You know that you are a gift given from God. You know that you are perfect as you are. You will realize that when you start to speak good of yourself, good things happen. Beautiful things happen. Now, sometimes it's hard when you have been down on yourself to look in the mirror and to say, I love you, because it feels like a leap when you don't even know if you like you at this point in time. with the way you look or with your life or whatever it may be. Our suggestion is to find a mantra, find an affirmation that makes you feel better. There are many affirmations out on the internet, and there are many affirmations. We will put some links on the website for you on our blog, but there are many affirmations. But the affirmation needs to be yours. You need to own it. If you are saying an affirmation that you have to memorize and that feels a bit stiff, we would recommend that you just write that affirmation down and replace the words that feel off with words that feel better. And we've had an affirmation that has been working well that we would like to give you, but it doesn't mean that this is your affirmation. But if you can feel the ease in it, if you can feel better with it, then by all means use it. And this affirmation will help to lift the weight off of you. The affirmation is, I am who I am, and I like me. So simple, easy to remember, and the more you say it, the more true it will ring in your mind. We would like you to say it to the point that when you look in the mirror, you mean it. You really mean it. When you look at yourself in your clothing, you mean it. I like me. I like the way I look. I like. Because it is so important for you to understand there is no such thing as imperfection in this world. There is only perfection. You were created from perfection, through perfection, however you would like to put it. You were created by a loving God. And all that is seen of you from this point of view is perfection. Maybe you have a few things that you're not liking, but that is okay. That is something you work through, and this is how you grow the soul within you, by working through some of these things. You do not know for sure in this life if it's something that you maybe came down here with or came to this life with as a challenge. And a challenge can be fun if you look at it that way. However, let's get back to you, and let's get back to the words that you're feeding yourself. When you feed yourself the words that are negative, derogatory, self-loathing, you are feeding yourself things that will turn your body in ways you do not want, turn your mind and your life into ways you do not want. For your life, your body will follow you and what you say. To be able to look at yourself and think, I like me, even if you have to, when you first start looking, sometimes you just have to look quickly. If you really don't like what you see, just look quickly, but work on meaning the words, I really like me. I like the way I am. I like who I am. I am who I am, and I like me. When you walk through your day, as something rattles you a little, go back to your affirmation, if you have made one of your own, or go back to the I am who I am, and I like me affirmation. When you feel judged, when you feel like you are judging, use your affirmation and start to feel it. Start to feel it within your being, within your heart, within your soul, and you will soon feel it throughout your body. And when you are feeling it throughout your body, you know your cells are listening to you. You know your cells are reacting to you in that beautiful way that you want. And when you truly like you, one day you will look in that mirror and the word will change to love. You will say, I am who I am and I love me. And that is so important. Self-love is the key to your life. When you don't have self-love, your worthiness of things in your mind is not there. When you do not have self-love, you can pick at yourself, or you can think that others are picking at you, even if they are not, for you are seeing yourself in a way that is not of love. I am who I am and I like me. I am who I am and I love me. Put little reminders everywhere you go until it just becomes a habit. When you look at yourself, you say, I am who I am and I like me. This will start the change that you are wanting. Change takes time, change takes patience, and change takes love. So we ask you to start, or your you experiment, like the children did, the plants and the water. Start saying kind words to yourself, always and forever. Throw away any word that is not kind, and know you are worth every kind word you can think. And know you do not need anything but kindness and love coming to you. And when this happens, you will be offering kindness and love to others, for you will feel so much better about yourself. You will have found a key. You will have found self-love. And self-love brings ease, brings peace, brings joy and happiness, even abundances of many kinds, into your life. Self-love is not selfish. Self-love is important. For when you love yourself, when you really love yourself, you do not worry about anything, and your vibration of love starts to travel. And that unconditional love that we talk about from your loving Creator begins to expand, and those vibrations grow. And that is what it is about. Unconditional love and self-worth to find that unconditional love. We wish for you love in your life, peace in your mind, and joy in your soul.